The idea for the Threshold Choir was born in 1990 when Kate Munger was caring for a friend who was dying of AIDS in California. After spending the morning doing practical things like doing the dishes and cleaning house, Munger sat down at her friend's bedside, unsure of what to do next. So she began to sing.
I sang to myself to combat my nervousness, and I watched as I was singing. I calmed down, he calmed down, and at the end of the afternoon, we were both completely serene, and I felt like I'd given him something that was deeply important from me. It was a gift of my essence, a gift of my soul to his soul.
A few years later, Munger invited a group of women to become the first Threshold Choir. A Threshold Choir can be any size, but usually only two or three women sing at a bedside. They huddle close to each other and to the patient.
Recreate the sound of a lullaby sung to a baby. So we're singing quite softly. We're snuggled up very close.
Because the goal is for the women to blend their voices, even in larger rehearsals.
To sing together with your friends, either in circle at rehearsals or in twos or threes at the bedside, to blend our voices in this service is so bonding. It's a fantastic addition to my life.
Teresa Horen Sapinar sang with a Threshold Choir in Northern California before she came to Yellow Springs. Now she's the director of the Yellow Springs Choir, and says this is a great community for a Threshold Choir.
Because we have such a small, interwoven community, we're involved in each other's lives in many different ways. So to come together to sing in this really sacred service that we all want to give to the community and to each other. I mean, we sing for each other, and we sing for our relatives and our friends, fathers, and nieces, and so it has a very special quality to it. We also sing to people that we've never met. I mean, that's true too, but it often happens that we have some connection to the people we sing for.
Horen Sapinar says that in addition to singing with her choir, she also looks forward to helping develop new songs as a group.
The women in this choir have so much depth and empowerment and musical love for what we're doing. And I'm sure we're going to have some wonderful songs come out of us.
The Yellow Springs Choir has grown to 35 members. This fall, it hosted a regional gathering of Threshold Choir members and directors. Since then, several new choirs have formed in Ohio and the surrounding states. Kate Munger predicts an increase in the need for Threshold Choirs and similar groups as baby boomers age.
We've changed everything we've encountered. You know, we changed how babies were born. We brought back home deliveries. We've changed the way our culture is eating, and here we are looking at our own death and imagining it very different than it's been for the last 100 years.
For WYSO, I'm Juliet Frumholdt.